President Clinton, my fellow country citizens, gentlemen and ladies. We Colombians remember that day of the year 2001. In the administration of my predecessor, President Pastrana, you arrived to Cartagena. You disembarked from the Air Force Number One. You were in the companion of your daughter and in the companion of many members of your Congress, of your cabinet. We remember Speaker Haster. That day, we realized that we needed exactly what you were doing, promoting a bipartisan approach in favor of Colombia. That day, 30% of our people were directly pressed by guerrillas, by paramilitaries, by narco-traffickers. In that year, we had around 30,000 murders. We have improved. We need to do much more, but we are on the right way. That day, you saw many people happy in Cartagena. After that day, it is possible to see many more people happy all over the country. You have been with that decision of Plan Colombia, you have been a great partner of our country in this way to make progress. Colombia, with this long tradition of violence, this tragedy that we have the determination to overcome, Colombia needs to learn from you, Mr. President. For permanent peace, we need in Colombia firm security and hearts opened for reconciliation. You have been a leader teaching the world that leaders need to know how to forgive and how to ask for forgiveness. We Colombians have followed up your efforts to provide poor people in the world with free medicines. Now, you have given us other good news. You will open a branch of your foundation in Bogotá to help our country overcoming poverty. And you have succeeded as Minister of Tourism, because the year when you arrived in Colombia, Colombia received less than 400,000 visitors coming to the country through international flights. This year, the country will receive above 1,300,000. Thank you, Mr. President, for the success in your post as Minister of Tourism of Colombia. Since that day you disembarked there with Plan Colombia, we have been winning this battle, but we have not won it yet. We need to introduce adjustments, improvements, but we need to continue with our determination. Thank you for all your help. Colombians are very proud of your friendship, Mr. President.